This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. Marines, who took control of the Kandahar airport last week, have completed the construction of a detention center for Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners. At least three Al-Qaeda members are said to be in U.S. custody. Scores of others are under the control of anti-Taliban Afghan commanders and eventually may be turned over to the Americans. In the mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan, along the Afghan-Pakistan border, and around the former Taliban stronghold of Kandahar, the search for Al-Qaeda fighters continues. NPR's Sarah Chase is in Kandahar. And how is that search going?
Well, I caught up with some of the folks who were out looking. The Afghans love to hunt. It's one of their favorite sports. And it really looked like a hunting party. There were about, 10 or a dozen vehicles. Afghan fighters piled into about half of them, and they've got their Kalashnikovs and rocket launchers sticking out in every direction. And there were both U.S. and British special forces with them. And the Afghans, these are fighters who are loyal to the new interim leader of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai. And they told me that it was the U.S. soldiers who took the party out Qaeda hunting.
What else are special forces doing?
I've seen them doing some activities that resemble peacekeeping. I saw them going around to checkpoints that there are here in Kandahar now and kind of talking to the soldiers on the checkpoints. These are Afghan guerrillas who are manning the checkpoints. And the U.S. soldiers were trying to get it straight with them who was allowed to carry weapons and who they should be confiscating weapons from. They also promised them some blankets and some food and maybe some radios, maybe some weapons. They were less sure of that. Yesterday, I saw people who seemed to me more like CIA agents than special forces, just from the equipment that they had. They had a lot of cameras in their truck. They were just driving and driving around town. I caught up with them and listened in when they stopped once, and it sounded like they were orienting themselves, getting used to the town, trying to orient themselves on a map. They did take photographs of at least one building.
And the Marines?
The Marines are more scarce around town. They drive Humvees, the big, very broad, low-slung, heavy army jeeps. And my understanding is they're just under 1,000 who have arrived. We were not allowed onto the airport yesterday, so I haven't actually seen the base that they've set up on the airport yet. They did kick off the local Afghan guerrillas who had captured the airport and who were a bit disgruntled, saying, now we're the servants of the Americans. The Marines have been clearing that airfield. There's a lot of unexploded ordnance. It was one of the major battlefields toward the end of the air campaign because there were Al-Qaeda members holed up in there till the very end. And they've built this prison that you mentioned for any captured Qaeda or top Taliban officials.
Al-Qaeda's leader Osama bin Laden's not the only one who's missing. There's also the Taliban leader Mullah Omar. How's that search going?
There were rumors flying around every day. There's a new rumor. Either he's already escaped to Pakistan or he's up, still holed up in Tora Bora, this cave and mountain complex up to the north of here, right on the border with Pakistan. I had heard that he was in the mountains just to the north of Kandahar in a region that had been occupied by the new interim prime minister. Now, again, like all the other rumors, it's completely unverifiable. But one thing I do think is plausible is that there was some offer of at least temporary protection for Mullah Omar in order to obtain his surrender. The government, isn't even a government in place yet, and the situation is still very volatile in Afghanistan. And it makes some sense that a politically charged move like turning him over would not be taken until the new authorities are well enough established to be able to withstand any backlash that there might be. So if it is true that, for example, Hamid Karzai knows where Omar is, it doesn't mean that he's a liar or that he's perfidious. I think it just means that he understands the realities here and would understand that maybe a few weeks or months from now would be the appropriate time to turn Omar over to international authorities.
NPR's Sarah Chase in Kandahar, Afghanistan.